Yeah. Good evening, good evening. You must have davened very well this past week, because here I am again, 2 weeks in a row. We won't be learning for the next 3 weeks, Shara Avodas Elokim. And in case, I don't know if anyone's noticed, we didn't really start learning about Avodas Elokim yet. We are learning the Hakdama, the introduction to Shara Avodas Elokim, where the Chovas Halvodas establishes the basis of being an Oved Hashem. So we're going to Amir Hashem finish the Hakdama today, and then you have 3 weeks to think about what we've learned and to prepare yourselves to start learning about Avodas Elokim. Now, you say, who was an Eved Hashem? You say, being Oved Elokim. Who was an Eved Hashem? So we have Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? That was Moshe Rabbeinu's title. Moshe Eved Hashem. And that's really what it's all about, as we'll be learning in the Chovas Halvavos. It's not so much what you do, but that the sum total of your life and your actions are to be an Eved Hashem. I think this should be especially meaningful to women, because sometimes women feel shortchanged. They feel short, especially nowadays, with all sorts of things that are said and different things that we're affected by, whether we like it or not. Feminism. So they feel shortchanged. They say men have all the fun. They get to get up early in the morning and put on talus and tefillin and daven b'tzibur, have an obligation to daven b'tzibur, and learn Torah, Talmud Torah, the technical obligation. And right, so there's always, sometimes, commonly, not by wonderful girls such as yourselves, but out there there are women who feel, like they say, like shortchanged. But if you realize that it's just a question of being an Eved Hashem, and you can go through your whole day doing the most mundane actions, but what it's all about is what Hashem wants from us. He wants us to be Oved Him, He wants us to do His will. It's not so much what we do, but being His Eved, fulfilling His Ratzon. And that's really, so that's what it's all about. So then it doesn't matter really if you put on tefillin or if you make a kugel. If that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be doing at that point in time, so they're both equal. They're both being an Eved Hashem. And that's why the Chovas Halvavos chose to call this Shara Avodas Elokim. It's really the highest title we can give someone. As I say, Moshe Rabbeinu is an Eved Hashem. So what he's establishing in the Hakdama, and what you're going to review and think about in these next 3 weeks, is where this comes from. Why should I be an Eved Hashem? The Chovas Halvavos wants you to want to be an Eved Hashem, because you want to thank Hashem. You want to thank Hashem for the fact that you're alive. You want to thank Hashem for the air you breathe. You want to thank Hashem, as we said at the end of last year, for every step you take. And it's really, the more you think about it, and you go through the Chovas Halvavos' Hakdama, it's not logical. It's against basic menschlichkeit. If we wouldn't want to be an Eved Hashem, if you think about what Hashem does for us, and if we wouldn't react by wanting to fulfill His Ratzon, doing what He wants, it goes against the way we act in all other relationships. That's what the Chovas Halvavos establishes in the Hakdama. It goes against logic. It goes against menschlichkeit. It goes against the way we act in all other relationships. So therefore, the Chovas Halvavos wants us to derive from our personal experiences, from our lives, from our seichel, That's the beauty of the Sefer Chovos Halavos, in the whole Sefer, in every Shaar. He wants you to understand rationally, to think, and to see, and to understand, until you want to be an Eved Hashem. We say, right? The whole of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Halleluka, Hallelu, Abdei Hashem. Lo Abdei Paro, but Abdei Hashem. That's what the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim was, to transform, the transformation of Abdei Paro into Abdei Hashem. And if you think about it, you realize that this helps a person to withstand Nisyonos. Because if someone's pointing, just threatening you with Gehenna, or promising you Gan Eden, and, you know, that's okay. But when you have a Nisyon, and that's something in the future, and this is in the here and now, we're not always been Nisyon. My point is that the Chovos Halavos' approach to being an Eved Hashem, to feel, of course, I have to. So when a Nisyon comes up, it's basically menschlichkeit, like it's so what? But I owe this to Hashem, because right now I'm breathing, and right now I'm alive, and right now I'm thinking, and right now I'm moving, and right now I'm eating, and my everything's functioning, and so it's really to do His ratzon is something we should want to do when we think through the hakdama why a person should feel that way. The problem is that we're not makir tov enough. And really, you have to learn Shaar HaBechina in the Chovos Halavos, the preceding Shaar, to be Makir Tov. When we say Modem Anachnu Loch in Shmona Esrei, or in Nishmas, right? So, you know, our mouths say the words, but you have to think. You have to feel thankful. It's not just a nice drosha I'm giving here, and I keep repeating it, and it's getting very repetitious. And Baruch Hashem, in 3 weeks, we're going to move on, because this is really getting tedious and repetitious. But I can't, although this doesn't mind being repetitious, but you can't be repetitious enough. Because when we say Modem Anachnu Loch, and you don't feel thankful, you're just saying the words, so you haven't done it. You have to feel a wellspring of thanks that you're healthy, that you're not in the hospital. You have to thank Hashem, and we do. You have to thank Hashem that we're not insane, that we're normal. So where do you thank Hashem for that? Every day you thank Hashem for that. Ata chonen lodam das, umelameid la'enosh bino, chonenu meyetecha deo bino v'haskel. Did you ever think, it's not coming to us to have seichel, we don't deserve it, there's no prior compelling reason why we should be able to think rationally and function? We thank Hashem for that. And we do, but our mind doesn't turn on when we dive in Shemona Esrei. Our hearts don't turn on. We don't really feel it. You say Birchas HaShachar, Pesukei Dezimra, with Kavana, and think and feel the thanks, then you'll feel gratitude to Hashem for everything. You'll feel gratitude. The truth is Chanukah is a very good time to work on this. What's Chanukah, right? Kavu Shmonas Yamim, the Gemara says, B'Halel V'Hoda'o. Listen to this. There's two brachas in Shmona Esrei. What? Kavu Shmonas Yamim, the Gemara says in Shabbos, after the miracle happened. Kavu Shmonas Yamim, B'Halel V'Hoda'o. The essence of the Yom Tov of Chanukah is for the purpose, Rashi says there, to say Al Hanisim and to say Hallel and Chanukah. We're thanking Hashem for what happened. Rafta es Rivam, Danto es Dinam, Nakanto es Nikmosam. Why is it Rivam? You ever think about that question? Why is it Rivam? I thought I was Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Riv. Wait a second. It wasn't. I don't have a problem with the Greeks, with the Syrians, right? The problem is that I'm Jewish. So what do you mean? We're thanking Hashem, Rafta Es Rivam. I don't know. I want Hashem to thank me. I went to war for His sake, right? We went to war, Rafti Es Rivam. That's what I would like to say. But if you feel and you understand that it's us. We have to do in this world. We have to be Avdei Hashem. It's our inyan. We have to have menschlichkeit. We have to have gratitude. We have to thank. This is our way of thanking Hashem, doing His rasa. So it's taka rivam. It's our inyan. It's in our psyche. We have to not be kfuye tova. And we had a problem. The Yevonim weren't letting us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us thank Him. If someone comes to me and I have a compelling reason to thank him and to do something for him, because that's the least I can do after all he has done for me, but I'm not able to, and he gives me a helping hand to thank him, that's unbelievable.
The helping hand is the Greeks.
The helping hand is that we won the war. Rabban biyad mi'atim. Right? Rabban biyad mi'atim. Giborim biyad chaloshim. Hashem did that. It was an ace. So Hashem helped us be able to be Ovdei Hashem. We owe it to Him. That's why it's Danto es Dinom, Rabto es Rivom, Nakamto es Nikmasom. It's us. It's something we have to do. Something we feel we have to do. We have to feel it in our kishkas that we should be doing this. And if Hashem, it's amazing. Not only, listen to this binyan of the Chavis Halvavos, that not only do we want to do Hashem's will because of the gratitude we feel for being alive and having all the gifts He showers upon us, but He helps us do the mitzvahs, and when we have a problem, He intervenes and He allows us to do it, and He helps us, and He'll even perform a miracle that we should be able to show our gratitude towards Him, and then He turns around and He gives us schar. We go to Gan Eden and we bond with Hashem because we did only the most logical, compelling, rational, menschliche thing that we have to do anyway. If we're going to be true to ourselves, if we're going to just do the menschliche right thing, and Hashem gives us schar for it. So you have to dance and sing on Chanukah, Hallel v'Hodah. You have to thank Hashem that He allowed us to fulfill our basic obligation of showing Him gratitude by doing His will. And we weren't able to do it. It was rough. Someone was shooting at us. If we dare do it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Nitzachon. So we thank Hashem and Bahalo V'Hodah. Right? Yalav V'Yavo is in the bracha called Avoda. Called Avoda. But Al Hanisim is in the bracha called Hodah. Because the Gemara explains, the Rishonim explain in the Gemara, because the essence of the Yom Tov of Chanukah and Purim is what, according to the Chovos Halvavos, comes before Avoda, the Hakdama to Avoda, the basis for Avoda. And if anyone here realizes that in Shemona Esrei it comes after Avoda, that's going to have to be the subject of a different discussion. Why it comes afterwards, but in the Chovos Halvavos' world, logically, certainly, the Chi of Hoda'ah that you feel in your kishkes, what can I do for Hashem, which we just celebrated Chanukah, again, it comes in Hodah, the Halal v'Hodah, saying Halal, and in the Bracha of Hodah. Okay, now that I gave you homework for the next 3 weeks, let's try to finish up the Hakdama. Yeah,
so
I think so, I don't know, they didn't tell me the rules.
Wait, so why bring the
Greeks
in the first place?
Why what?
We just said Hashem.
Ooh, you asked a very good question. You asked a tremendously good question. And I'm going to answer it in the course of tonight. So if I run out of here at 8:20 and your question is still not answered, you have permission to stop me and say that you promised me the question would be answered. No, just say it. You promised me the question would be answered and it wasn't answered. It's a very good question. And what was the question again? I want to make sure I understood it. Yeah. Okay. If Hashem brought the Greeks in the first place, why do we thank Him? So we're going to see in the course of the evening the answer to that. So, Chavis Halvavos in the Hakdama goes through five relationships that we have, five interpersonal relationships, and he says they're all tinged. They all maybe seem selfless, they seem altruistic. You know, there's an undercurrent of talking. Now, it could be, you know, it probably is more interesting than what I'm saying, but it bothers me. So I don't mind if you don't come. I don't take attendance, and I don't know who does take attendance, but you have my permission to not come. But the undercurrent of noise is really a shter. So you could write notes to each other. Okay? I don't mind. If you don't want to listen, it's your loss. But so you can write notes. But the noise of the talking is a shter. So you have my permission to write notes to each other. Okay. So the Chagas Halvavos goes through five interpersonal relationships, which seem altruistic, but they're really tinged with self-interest. Parents, he says, even parents, there's an Hashem gave them an instinct, a mothering instinct, a parenting instinct, because of the unbelievable lengths to what a parent won't do for a child. So it's like not even, it's not normal. So it's instinctive. Although this is looking at it, that although the Kabeid HaSavicha VeSimecha is an expression of gratitude, but there is an element, certainly, of self-interest. They want nachas from us. Sometimes they demand nachas from us. That we'll have to discuss another time. And we're their key to nitzchias, and your children, Amitz Hashem, will be the key to your nitzchias. So there's some self-interest there. The Chavis Halvavos' point is, and when the rich man gives stocker to the poor man, he's making an investment in his Olam Haba. It's not even his money. It's the money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him to give out. So he's using HaKadosh Baruch Hu's money, and he's not giving away all his money. He's making sure he has plenty of money left for himself, and he's giving away a piece of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him to be a treasurer over, and he's handing it out. But certainly the Oni, an Oni that wouldn't feel HaKaras HaTov to an Ashir, we would look at him that he's not a mensch. He's not a human being. And anytime someone does a favor for someone else, it's somewhat of an investment involved that someday there'll be a payback. Chavis discusses the relationship between a chazak and a chalash. He says when you pity someone and you help them out, you know, in a certain sense, he says you're taking a painkiller because it bothers you and it hurts you. And in a certain sense, you're assuaging your own pain. So that, again, it's tinged with self-interest. Chavis Halvavos deals with reality. Certainly, sometimes people do things altruistically. Chavis Halvavos' point is not that it's not possible. But he says in the normal course and flow of relationships in this world, there are always, it's a sliding scale, to varying degrees, there's an element of self-interest. And still, we're Makat Tov. And if someone wouldn't be Makat Tov, it would be the most incongruous, irrational. We would look at it as a debasement. The person is not a mensch. He's not normally. But how could he do that? How could it be so kofli tov? And the people are not doing the favor with their own thing. Right? It's Hashem granted it to them, or maybe it's even instinctive. In the case of the parents, he mentions that. It's not constant. It's not necessarily consistent. It's not forever. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives us life, who makes us exist, there's absolutely no self-interest involved. There's no limit. Hashem, right? You have to think of everything Hashem gives us. He gives us air to breathe, and He lets us breathe it, and water, clothing. All the Bichus HaShachar, it's constant, it's consistent. All, this is Shar HaBechina, really. So it's all Nadava V'Chesed. So that's where we're up to in the Hagdama. The Chavis Halvavos says, Kosh Gain. Not we should say thank you. We should feel. We should feel a tremendous wellspring of thanks when we stop and think what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Because although this then goes on to make a more subtle point, he's going to magnify what he said till now 100 times. Take everything he said till now. There's no self-interest, and it's constant, and it's consistent, and we need it to exist. And so koshkin, how we feel towards Hashem. And he says, wait a second, now I'm gonna show you something else. In all the relationships that we talked about till now, the difference between the mativ and the recipient of the tova was only circumstantial. There was no qualitative difference. The rich man and the poor man, the parent and the child, they're both human. They're both in this world. The same things make them happy. The same things make them sad. They're in the same set of humanity. They're both people. One happens to have money, and one happens not to have money. It's not on a different plane. The mative is not on a different level or plane. You're not in a different world than the person, the recipient of the tova. It's circumstantial. The Chavis Halbava says it's mikra. It works out that he was born in a previous generation, so you're the parent, and this person was born in the next generation, so he's the child. That's all. But we're dealing, it's on the same playing field, and still we're makat tov. But let's say you would have a qualitatively deficient person. Let's say you would have someone, you know, in India, you know, they have a caste system. So there's some people that are treated as subhuman. I don't know if you know about that, the untouchables, I think they're called something like that. And there's mamish, a whole caste in society where they're treated like close to animals. They're not goyrish then. The upper class is not goyrish the lower class. They're treated like subhuman. Let's say, imagine a king or a president or a very, very rich person is going by in his limousine, and he's on top of the world, and he's involved in all sorts of business deals, and he's rich and powerful and smart, and he stops his limousine, and there's this bum on the park bench who's homeless and hasn't showered or bathed in a good couple of weeks. He stinks, and he's starving, he has no money, and he's shiftless, he has no home, he has no job, and he has no cheshit to have one. He's a bum, and he hasn't shaved in a couple of weeks. And the guy stops his limousine, and he goes out, and you're watching this, right? You're the outsider watching this. And he goes over to the fellow, and he says, how are you? Takes an interest in him. He's so far removed from his world. He's a different world. He occupies a different plane, a different world. And he takes an interest in him. And he says, maybe I can help you. What's going on in your life? Anything bothering you? What's happening? And can I help you? Can I help you get a job? Can I help you bathe? Can I help you get food? Can I help you get a home? And he takes an interest in him. So if we would look at that, that's unbelievable. This is beyond the five things we just talked about. This is unbelievable. This is someone who's like, who has no shaykhus, who can't understand really, who has no connection to the world of the recipient of the tova, and he gets out of his limousine, and he goes to the bum, and he takes an interest in him, and he cares about him, and he helps him, and he gives him. Right? That's mind-blowing, mind-boggling, unbelievable. There would be a much greater, this is the Chavis Halbava says, when the native and the recipient of the tova are qualitatively different, not just circumstantially different, but qualitatively different, like in India. And still he takes an interest. And not only, now, let's go a little further, think, a little deeper, another subtlety. Not only is this bum a bum, but this fella coming out of the limousine is not just a human being, he's superhuman, right? He has powers, and he's like, He's a comic book character. He has strength and he's smart and he's beyond anything that exists in this world. And still he goes over to this bar. Mine is two extremes, Chodesh Halvada says. And he takes an interest in him. That's mamish mind-blowing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Meromam al kol bracha u'sehila. We can't fathom HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. We can't fathom HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not our friend. He's not like this other guy who happened to create the world when he had nothing better to do. We have no conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't. Our minds can't conceive of the Kedusha and the Gedula and the Gevura and the Teferes, the HaNetzach, the Ahod. We have no concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's beyond time, beyond space, beyond description. And he takes an interest in me, in a Basar Vadam, a Gashmi, who has needs of a behema, and he cares about me, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu worries about us, and he takes an interest in us, and he thinks about us, and he's involved in us. You know, the old day Avodah Zarah, this is how Avodah Zarah came about. The early philosophers held that it's not Shaykh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to take an interest if I find the winter coat that I'm looking for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praised by myriads and myriads of malachim. Kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvakos, malach ha'aretz kvodo. Baruch kvod Hashem in mekomot. We have no conception. And I can't find a winter coat. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares. So the old day Avodah Zarah, the early philosopher said, it's taka, not possible. Rom al kol goyim Hashem, al hashamayim kvodo. That's it. It's not possible. So they constructed Avodah Zarahs, intermediaries, something to bring it home a little closer, something that made sense to them. Now we, Yidden, Ma'aminim, do we think less Chalila Chalila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the early philosophers? We say, let's not get carried away. He's not that great. Chas v'shalom, chalila v'chas. We say, mi kashem elokeinu hamagbihi lo shavas, hamashpili liros bashamayim uva'oretz. We're the bums on the park bench. We have needs of animals, of lower class beings. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forget your parent-child kal v'chomer. Forget your Eved Adon kal v'chomer. Forget your Asher Ani kal v'chomer. We're talking about two extremes. We're not in the same world. We're in a different plane. We're in a different... They're not talking about... And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes an interest in us. Thank you. That's unbelievable. We're watching the guy get out of his limousine, go over to the bum, and take an interest and care about him. And he takes him by the hand. Right? And he gives him what he needs. And he asks him, what do you need? What worries you? What's bothering you? Let me take care of you. And mi kashem elokeinu hamagbi l'shavas, we say, hamashbili liros b'shamayim uva'aretz. This is what we say, kol mokom sha'ata motzei kudulaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shom ato motzei and v'sonu so. It's one thing if Joe Schmo decides to help me. I'm thankful. But, you know, okay, we're both occupying the same plane. We're both here. We're both... So he helps me. Okay? Takes an interest in me. It's not that big a deal, says the Chaim HaSolvavus. And therefore... That's a good question, perhaps. That's sort of the same question that this young lady asked, which is that if Hashem brought about this whole situation, Hashem brought about the Greeks, he created me as a lowly, inferior being, so, like, what, like, why, what, I don't know, like, so why should I feel anything? We'll see in a moment.
No, that's bad. them so low.
But if Hashem created us, he's obligated to take to worry about us? No, yeah, you could. When you're asking a question, you can use any word you want. I'll yell at you in the answer. But in the question, you could use any word you want. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we are nothing, this is mamish what the Chavis HaLovis is talking about. We have to lose any sense of entitlement that we have. You see, there's two different questions. There's a subtlety here. The question that she asked, and I thought you were asking, was that, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with this inbuilt, with this built-in weakness, and we, so then why should we feel thanks? He set up the whole system. So that we'll get to. But your question is, let me answer your question, what I think your question is. This is the problem. We have a sense of entitlement. We go into a car in the morning and we turn the key, and if the car doesn't start, we feel that something's unfair. The car was supposed to start. If I'm living, so it has to work. My stomach has to work. My brain has to work. It's supposed to work. I was created. But that's not true. There's no compelling reason for us to have been created. There's no compelling reason for us to continue to exist. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon that we continue to live and think and exist and enjoy life. There's nothing that's compelling. There's no entitlement. There are no entitlements in this world. That's a very important nekuda to realize, to indeed work through the hakdama tavodas Elokim. We're not entitled to anything. Let me move on. Think about it. You have 3 weeks to think about it. Let me move on.
So you're not supposed to expect anything to happen?
Let me move on. It's a gift. Everything that happens is a gift. We don't deserve, there's no prior reason to exist, there's no prior reason to be living, there's no prior reason for anything to work. There's no prior reason for the myriad of, if you think about Shar HaBechina, if you read the books, and you see how the complexity and the beauty and the togos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly showering on us, there's no prior compelling reason for anything to be that way.
Torah wants us never to be let down.
What? What don't you get?
I think it's beyond humans to never be let down. Never feel let down. Is it possible to always live your life without being let down?
If you have the right attitude.
People are really like that?
You're supposed to be besimcha always. Mitzvah,
good,
right? That's what let down means. You never does it. You're always alive. You could see, right? Think of the worst matzah the person could possibly be in, and then you know he could be blind. His eyes are working. You know how amazing it is that his eyes are working, that his stomach's working.
When it's 8:30 in the morning, I don't really care. My car's not starting.
Ah, you don't care?
I do, but I'm not thinking of that. I need to go to school. I
need the car to be working. So you have to learn Chavis HaLovis. Okay, let's move on. So, the Chavis HaLovis says the problem is that since we can't comprehend Hashem's greatness, we don't feel the gratitude that this Kal V'chomer compels us to think about. He then makes the point that a person is grada, the weakest animal of all. He says, if you look at the animal kingdom, animals are born with an innate, inherent ability to fend for themselves. An animal, when it's born, it basically can take care of itself already, or sometimes it takes a couple of weeks till it gets put together. But if you think of a baby, a helpless baby that's born, he says, man is the weakest of all animals. And he gives three examples of the weakness of man. One is that when he's born, it takes many, many years of work and amal till the person develops into something that doesn't need help from his surroundings, from his parents, from people taking care of him. He can't fend for himself at all. He says if a person doesn't groom themselves properly, more so than any animal in the animal kingdom, if a person doesn't keep themselves clean and groomed well, he'll quickly accumulate dirt and waste products and all sorts of garbage. He says most animals are not as filthy as a human being. And his third point is that if you take away the uniqueness of man, which is his seichel and his speech, that's the uniqueness of man over an animal. If that would be niskalkel, if you have a person who becomes insane, has no seichel, can't speak rationally, and has no koach, so he quickly degenerates into hashchasa beyond that of an animal. So what is his point? His point is that, and still, he's emphasizing the merchak between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and between a human being, and he's saying this increases our sense of gratitude, this increases the kal v'chomer, the five relationships which are tinged with self-interest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally has none of that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on a different plane than any being in this world, and of the beings in this world, man happens to be the weakest and the most disgusting, and if he doesn't take care of himself, he quickly degenerates into a lesser being than an animal. And still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares and worries and takes care of us, and therefore, this is a compelling reason to feel this sense of gratitude. Now, let me read to you from Chaim Halevi's V'zeh mechemlas habore olav. I think the Chovos Halvavos here is asking the following question. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this whole system, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with this neediness, whatever weakness and chulsha that we just talked about, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that. So, like, why does that compel a sense of gratitude if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to make it that way? Kedei sheyakir es atzmo, the yivchon b'chol inyonov, the yadbeik ba'avodos hakel al kolponim, the yakabal al zegmul ha'olam haba asher lo nivra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says an amazing thing. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person so needy and so dependent on him, and he set up this system so that the person should feel dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thus bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the gift. The Shvachkeit, the chulsha of the neediness, is in order to shower us with the great gift of Dveikus Hashem. If we're always thinking about Hashem, we're dependent on Hashem, we're thanking Hashem, we're bonding with Hashem, this creates a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This bonds the person. A person is here in this world a very short period of time. The goal of the world is to bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To our souls, right, should bond with him. We should feel he's part of us, we're part of him. He's entered our lives, and Olam Haba is nothing more than the manifestation of whatever kurva, whatever closeness that we've achieved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. The Sfarim say, you know, the Nachash was cursed. You may have heard this insight before. Right, the offer tochal kol yemei chayecha. So, what's the big chlala? The nachash finds his parnasa and his food wherever he goes. He eats everything, and it's right. He could even eat offer. There's no problem. So the chlala is, the Sfarim say, that he has no kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, menutak. He's cut off. He has no need, so to speak, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't feel the need. He has everything he needs. He slithers around there, and he always has his food. He always has his parnasa. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a person, and he created the Greeks to create this Nisayon, so that we should realize that we're dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should realize our dependence, turn to him, daven to him, thank him. If I do a mitzvah, so I'm feeling pretty good about myself, and I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to thank me, right? I did a mitzvah. But then wait a second. Let's say I give tzedakah. So who gave me that money? Who gave me the ability to reach into my pocket and give it to the ani? HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables everything we do. Mitzvahs also. So our sense of dependence, this is what about tshuva? A Baal Tshuva will feel this more than someone that was always from. A Baal Tshuva knows that he couldn't have achieved what he achieved without Siyata Dishmaya. He knows the difficulties he went through. He knows the obstacles he faced. And the Baal Tshuva feels when he says, Hashiveinu Abinu L'Sarasecha V'Korveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha V'Achzireinu B'Tshuva Shleim Alfanecha Baruch Atah Hashem Arotzer B'Tshuva. His heart is overflowing with thanks when he says, "Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim v'nosa nonu es Torah." So he feels that thanks. We say it, and you know, okay, it's nice. We think, "B'karveinu malkeinu l'avodasecha." When we say Ava Rabba in the morning, or Ava Solom if you haven't started, right? And you say, right, and we say to Hashem, thank you for letting us know you. Thank you for letting us be aware of you, for hooking us up with the Makor Chayim. And that's why so it's a blessing in disguise. It's not in disguise, the Chavis Havavah says. Our neediness and dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the blessing. The Zemechemlas Habori Olav. This is the greatest Tova of all. That we're so needy. Kedei Sheyakir Es Atzmo V'Yidbak Ba'Avodas HaKel Al Kol Panim. So that we're always thanking Hashem. So that we're realizing that we have and are nothing without Him. This increases our sense of dependence, our gratitude. This creates the bond. This is how we bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not something you think about once or twice a day when you daven or you bench. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, constant part of our lives, we're hooking up with Him. HaKadosh Baruch goes on to say, V'yim yesh ish sachal. If there would be a foolish person, shecholek b'chiyuv kol zeh, that would argue with what I'm saying, kishehu mavchin. Chavis Halvada says the problem comes because we don't think. We take things for granted. We assume that they should be that way. And if we would think, kishehu mavchin, umizbonein b'inyan zeh, take a few hours even. Take a walk, a tiyul. Think about these things that we've been learning. Maybe open a Chavis Halvavos, read this Hakdama. If a person would think about it, the problem is we don't think. We have to be trained to think sometimes. Our minds have to be stimulated to think. He says, V'sachol, but if you're misbonein b'inyan hazeh, umode b'emes al atzmo, and then it hits you. It hits you. It's right. It's true. Taka. Really. Wow. Unbelievable. Thank you. Hodu Hashem ki tov. Kili yomam kasto. Don't start dancing in the middle of the street. But then you won't be able to say atachonin anymore. But you should. When it hits you. When it hits you. But Hashem cares. Hashem is thinking about you. Hashem is showering you with gifts. Hello? Listen to the beautiful poetic words of the Chavis Halvavos. Yeor HaYoshen. A person who's sleeping. It doesn't mean physically sleeping, right? person who's asleep, his mind's asleep, will wake up the yikatz hamis alem, someone who's oblivious to the obvious will wake up the yavchin haksil, and the foolish person will discriminate, will understand the chilek, will understand where all this is coming from. Biyaskil, hamaskil, borer. When you think, when your mind is stimulated and you think about these things, yaskil, hamaskil, borer, chiyuv, kabbalas, avodas, elokim. He'll realize, yeah, like, what won't I do for Hashem? What? I'll do anything. What does he want me to do? Just tell me, I'll be an Eved Hashem. Eved just means to fulfill his ratzon. And then you say, we get schar for it. Then you thank Hashem for that also. Hodu Hashem ki tov. Chaim Zalbadus in the last few lines makes an interesting point. He talks about the history of Klal Yisrael. The history of Klal Yisrael in Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the Mofsim, our Kadosh Baruch Hu got us, he's talking right 1,000 years ago, where 1,000 years later we survived, we're here, we're flourishing, with everything that happened to us, we made it. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you just to think about yourself. Right? You're part of Klal Yisrael. In these last few lines in the Hagdamah, he talks about the even larger picture of Klal Yisrael. And he quotes the pasuk, "Hal Hashem tigmalu zos am novol v'lo chacham halahu avicha kanecha hu ascha v'yechon anecha." Kadosh Baruch Hu created, talking about the Klal Yisrael, Elokeinu v'lokei Avoseinu, we say in Shemoneh Esrei, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and it's Elokeinu. Unbelievable. This history, all the mofsim, the goodness, the Torah, Har Sinai, Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we survived, that we're here, he gave us Eretz Yisrael. And so the Chavis HaLodos also wants you to think and be thankful for the goodness, not just for yourself, it's for Klal Yisrael, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. That's the Navi's, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah's Taina, the Navi's Taina on Klal Yisrael. Hal Hashem Tigmalu Zos, right? We're paying back Ro Tachas Tova. And it's just a simple thing. Im Kain, the last paragraph in the Chavis HaLodos is a table of contents for the next, for the Shar, for the Prokim in Shar Avodas Elokim. As I say, one of these days, one of these weeks, we're actually going to start talking about Avodas Elokim. Im Kain, Kvar Nisboder, it should be clarified and clear to you. And if it's not, you have homework for 3 weeks. You have to think about these things. Chiyuv Kabbalas Avodas Elokim al Bnei Adam. Why? Mitzad Hasmodas Tovosav Olav. You learn Shar HaYichud. Hashem exists. Hashem is real. Shar HaBechina. Look at the Tovos Hashem showers upon us. And then comes Shar Avodas Elokim. That because of that, there's a Chiyuv, just Menschlichkeit, logic, rational thought, is Mechayev Kabbalas Avodas Elokim. What is Avodas Elokim? Say, I don't know what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, I guess, what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, what it says in the Chumash. So we're going to learn the scope and the depth and the beauty of being an Eved Hashem, where everything you do in your lives, you do because it's a fulfillment of Hashem's will. It's our way of saying thank you to Hashem. And in every minute of your life, you're an Eved Hashem, and you're worshipping Hashem, and you're doing Hashem's will, and that's the ultimate to reach. Okay. I apologize. I have to run away.